Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Sulbana City Council adopted a resolution to waive facility rental fees at the Sulbana Regional Sports Complex in partnership with Sulbana High School's bid to host the 2024, 2025, and 2026 Division II ASAA State Hockey Championships. A total of 8 teams from around the state, including minimum 5 teams from outside the Kenai Peninsula, will travel to Sulbana for the 3-day championship event. Members of the council gave their support and offered some comments. Councilmember Dave Carey showed his support in the adoption of this resolution, stating that it will promote winter tourism and visitation, which will support a healthy year-round economy.
This is another example of why we very much supported the idea of the field house, in that by having good facilities and being open to use, it brings in for all the business community within our area, as well as much wider, again, a good return. This is a really good activity. It means local people will not have to travel as much to come to this, and it's just a very good thing for our city.
Councilmember Lisa Parker commented on increased revenue for Sulbana businesses.
I would echo Councilmember Carey's comments. You know, having 5 teams from outside of the Kenai Peninsula coming here, filling the hotel rooms, eating at the restaurants, seeing all the great things that we have to offer here is a wonderful opportunity. I hope that we are successful in our bid.
Previously, the city of Sulbana twice partnered with Sulbana High School to host the ASAA Large Schools Hockey Championships, waiving fees to host the statewide hockey tournament. State tournament bids are considered in 3-year blocks. Western Emergency Service Area residents and business owners may see a reduction in the fire insurance premium costs due to improved fire class rating. The Insurance Services Office, a national insurance industry risk rating and assessment service, rates municipalities on a scale of 1 to 10. From an insurance analysis perspective, an ISO Class 10 rating is considered the least effective fire defense, while an ISO Class 1 rating is the most effective fire defense system. Most fire insurance carriers utilize ISO class ratings in determining policy rates. The ISO rating of community affects the insurance premiums that policyholders pay for the fire insurance on commercial and residential buildings. All properties that are within 5 road miles of a station automatically receive a rating of 10. ISO completed their review of Western Emergency Services and has classified the ISO class rating for the service area to be 5/10 rating. The new rating takes effect November 1st, 2022. For further information on the areas affected, you can see maps and information posted on the story at RadioKenai.com. The City of Sulbana, through a proclamation issued by City Mayor Paul Whitney, has resolved that the month of November will be Veterans and Military Families Month for the City of Sulbana. Mayor of the City of Sulbana, Paul Whitney, issued a proclamation stating in part,
"The soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen who fight to defend our liberty embody courage, patriotism, and loyalty. And whereas throughout our nation's history, our military men and women have boldly answered the call of duty to defend our nation's independence and precious liberties, risking life and limb for their fellow Americans. I, Paul J. Whitney, Mayor of the City of Sulbana, do hereby proclaim November 2022 Veterans and Military Families Month."
The City of Sulbana recognizes and honors the brave men and women and their families and encourages citizens to join them in these efforts. The Alaska Division of Oil and Gas is formally noticing an oil and gas lease sale for the available state acreage in the Cook Inlet region. Bidding will open December 12th of 2022, and bid results will be published on December 30th. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.